You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. This is the podcast where we talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, TV producer and comedian Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. I'm dropping this episode on the 8th day of October 2019, where we will cover what happened in the four potential elimination playoff games that took place on Monday, starting in the morning in California all the way deep. I don't even know how the games end. This show is brought to you in part by Postmates and by Vivid Seats. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get your favorite live event. Enter the promo code POSTSEASON at checkout and receive a discount of up to $100. We're also on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, all the places you get your podcasts. You can find us. You can listen to us on the website at LockedOnMLB.com. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. Check us out on Twitter and Instagram at LockedOnMLB. Check me out, your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. So here's how we're going to do this. I am going to check in at the end of each game because we have the Astros and the Rays. We have the Braves and the Cardinals. We have the Yankees and the Twins. And we have Los Angeles and Washington all playing today. It could be death to some of the teams, and it could be an advancement for the others. So we're going to check in. Right now, as I'm recording this, there is only one game that's over, and that is the, let's call it the stunning victory by the Tampa Bay Rays. You thought it, I thought it. When Jose Altuve homered in the top of the first, and you knew Zach Greinke was pitching, and we all thought the same thing. Well, here's the sweep. It was a nice year, Rays. You made the wild card game. You beat Oakland in Oakland. But do you know what? It's just not happening. It's not happening this year. And then in the bottom of the second, when it just looked like it was going to be another wasted opportunity for Tampa Bay, Kevin Kiermaier hit the three-run homer off of Zach Greinke. And then the rout was on. If you had told me that the Tampa Bay-Houston game was going to be a blowout, I would have said, sure, Houston's going to blow them out. But Zach Greinke, one of my favorite players in baseball, one of my favorite pitchers in baseball, didn't have it. He let up three home runs in less than four innings. The Kiermaier home run was the stunner because with one swing of the bat with two outs in the second inning, suddenly the Rays were ahead. It was their first lead in the entire series. And remember, they couldn't score a run off of Verlander. They couldn't score a run off of Cole. So that they got to one of their aces and then smacked him around was startling. And there's former Astro Charlie Morton. I mean, he was fine. He pitched way too many pitches, but he struck out nine in five innings. And by the end, they just went to their bullpen, and they didn't need anything that great. Adames got on base four times, homered, scored a pair. I mentioned Kiermaier, and there were home runs by Lau, home runs by Choi. Adames, I had mentioned. It was an all-around tremendous effort. The one blemish was that Yandy Diaz had to leave the game from an injury. Duffy came in, Giant fan favorite Matt Duffy came in, and he got two hits himself. Austin Meadows got a double. It was a tremendous game for Tampa Bay. The Trop was rocking, and a very interesting turn of events in this series. When you think about what has just happened, you now are going to a game four that's going to be tomorrow. Now, whether it's going to be in the afternoon or the evening depends totally on whether or not the Minnesota versus Yankees series goes to a fourth game. Now, what are the Astros going to do? Are they going to start Urquidy? Which they might, which is in their right to do. Are they going to start Verlander in short rest? Would that be reckless? Would just ending the series now and giving the team the days off and avoiding a game five altogether be the best thing? I don't know the answer to that, and neither do you. I don't know what Verlander's stats are in short rest. I know he's a Hall of Famer, and Bob Gibson did this, and never blah, 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 blah. Is it smart to throw him on short rest? Or is it smart not to throw him on short rest? I don't know the answer, but it puts the Astros, if they start anyone other than Verlander, suddenly it becomes an even match. So maybe they are going to start Verlander because even Verlander at 70% is better than anything else. But one thing this does do is it puts into jeopardy the possibility of, I mean, I think the Astros are still going to the American League Championship Series, but one of the big advantages they would have was starting Verlander, Cole Verlander in games 1 and 2. So would this put that in jeopardy? Would they have to start Greinke in game 2 instead? Of course, that's the problem most teams would want to have, is to have Zach Greinke be their number 3 starter. But it's become a more interesting series. And they have to win at home to force the game 5. We will see. So, but either way, great showing by the Rays. Great showing by their fans for making the place a rocking place. Great showing by the team to stepping up and not getting punched in the gut after the early home run. The Rays showed a lot of guts, a lot of respect. Okay, now, as I'm recording this, the Braves are currently beating the Cardinals 4-3 in the top of the 5th. So, I'm going to tell you my thoughts about that final in 3, 2, 1, now. Okay, wow. I think we've had our first legitimately terrific game of the postseason, and we certainly have our first potential classic series of the postseason. The Braves-Cardinals game just ended. It was the first extra inning game of the postseason. It was the first walk-off hit of the postseason. It was a back and forth filled with drama, filled with intrigue, filled with somewhat questionable managerial decisions. And I mean, it was wonderful. You had the 2 home runs early in the game that put St. Lou up 2-2. Then you had the Albies home run that gave Atlanta the lead. So in the 5th inning, it just looked like the Braves are going to just, you know, hold on to this 4-3 lead. Keuchel didn't last 4. Hudson didn't last 5. And that came back to haunt both of these teams. You know, the O'Day, Newcomb, Tomlin all pitched well, kept the Cardinals off the board. They took out Tomlin. I must say, this is not a second guess. They took out Tomlin in the 8th inning to bring in Green. And I remember thinking, why are you doing that? The possibility of this going deep as an extra inning game was always there, was looming over this like a shadow. And yet, they just burnt through the pitchers, both teams, like it was Brewster's Millions. I know I need a more up-to-date reference to that, but Tomlin threw 10 pitches and looked terrific. And they brought in Green. And Green wasn't horrible, but he let up the tying run in the 8th inning with Molina's hit. And then Acuña, by the way, can we stop? Is the narrative of Acuña didn't run out that ball, is that over? Has the long national nightmare ended with that? Because Acuña was a home run shy of the cycle. Got 4 hits, including a triple. And, you know, that he got that let off the 9th against Martinez, who I don't know why Martinez was in that game. To me, that's a fireable offense. But you look at the Cardinals, they also were like, oh, Miller's going to throw half an inning. Gallegos is going to throw 1/3 of an inning. All these pitchers, they didn't throw anything. If this game went deep into extra innings, the Cardinals already burnt Michaelis and the poor Julio Teheran had to be dusted off and brought into the game in the 10th inning when he had no business being in there. Anyway, it was a really exciting game. It was a really fun game. It was a back-and-forth game. It was a dramatic game. And when you take a look at what this series has been, you've had the Cardinals wild comeback in game 1. You had Fulton Ewich out-pitching, Flaherty in game 2. You had the wild 9th inning comeback yesterday. You had the wild 8th inning comeback and the 10th inning walk-off win today. So this series is going to a 5th game. And I have nothing but respect for both of these teams. The Braves, if they get into the NLCS, they are absolutely a team that can go to the World Series. And do you know what? So St. Lou. Now, I wouldn't kill the manager to say, do you know what? Maybe I'll have this pitcher go a 2nd inning especially if you're pulling the pitcher, starting pitcher out after four or five innings. You know, you got to be able to get something resembling length. But here we go. This is a terrific series, a terrific matchup, and everything you could hope for. What else can you say? It's a great series, and we have a do-or-die game. We have at least one do-or-die game, and that's awesome.
I say 2004. I say 1986. I say 1991. If you're a baseball fan, you think of that postseason. And wouldn't you want to have memories, vivid memories of those events and being there live if you can make it? Well, guess what? That's where Vivid Seats comes in. They're an online event ticket marketplace, and you can get the best seats, and it's dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that will last a lifetime. I was at the 2004 playoffs at Yankee Stadium. I will never forget those. It's the greatest baseball experience of my life. It's great watching on TV, but when you're there, and you need Vivid Seats, which helps fans find their seats to any live event, not just sports, but concerts, theater, and more, all through the Vivid Seats apps. And they offer great prices, an easy purchasing experience, and an in-app loyalty program that has all sorts of statuses, ranging from MVP to Hall of Famer. And customers can earn up to 10% and up to 16% on all their purchases. So here's what you do. You go to the Apple App Store or to Google Play and download the Vivid Seats apps. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards Loyalty Program, and you'll enjoy credits on their purchases as part of the Vivid Seats Rewards. Make new memories, great memories! And remember that all Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by 100% guaranteed. Come on, make those memories will last a lifetime, and get help from Vivid Seats.
All right, I know my mom is listening to this, so Mom, just do me a favor and skip ahead a little bit. That'd be great. Thanks. All right, everybody else, let's talk about sex. Good, ready-to-go sex. Now, you can increase your performance and build up your confidence. Everyone but my mom, listen up. I'm talking about BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew brings the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis, so you know they work. Take them anytime, day or night, on a full stomach, while stuck in traffic after a Dodger game. I don't judge. They're chewable, and they work twice as fast as the pill, so you know you'll be ready quicker than a manager can make a pitching change. Now, everyone I know has tested it, and I have many trustworthy friends who confide with me very personal details. They all tell me it gives them a little extra, and it works great. Now, we baseball fans, we know all about getting a little edge with performance enhancers. And this is just isn't for people who can't perform. This is for anyone who wants something a little extra. Look, Blue Chew is prescribed online, ships to your door in discreet package, no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, no awkwardness. In fact, the only awkwardness involved in Blue Chew is knowing that my mom is probably still listening. Made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Now, right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Go to BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 shipping. All of that just by going to BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. Once again, BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. Try it for free. BlueChew, the better, cheaper, and faster choice. Thank you for sponsoring the Locked On MLB podcast. Man, oh man, the Nationals give them a ton of credit after the disastrous loss last night. Came back and, well, what else can you say? They tied the series against Los Angeles. They used a novel approach of what to do about some of their bullpen issues, which was let Max Scherzer throw seven innings. And Zimmerman, he wasn't the original National, but he was the first player drafted by the Nationals, not by the Expos, where the franchise transferred from Montreal to Washington. And he's played on the Nationals every single year they've been in Washington. Of course, he hits the big three-run home run. You know, everyone in their moose thought when who hit the home run? Was Seager or Turner hit the home run in the first inning off of Scherzer? It's like, oh, here we go. Dodgers
kicked the Nationals to the curb in Game 3. This game is a formality, kind of like when Altuve hit the home run. Remember that game? That was technically today. But instead, the big home run, they took the lead, but then the home run sort of took the air out of the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, of course, loaded the bases in the seventh inning. And bless Dave Martinez, he said, no, I'm going to let Scherzer finish the inning. And he did. And so, you know, friend of the old Sully Baseball podcast, Sean Doolittle, came out, pitched one inning, and then he got an out in the next. Hudson got the last few outs, and here we go. So there's going to be two game fives, and this is what's great. It's on Wednesday. On Wednesday, Cardinals Atlanta in Atlanta, Nationals Los Angeles in Los Angeles. The NLCS could be Atlanta versus the Nats, Atlanta versus the Dodgers, could be St. Louis versus the Nats, St. Louis versus the Dodgers. Is that all the combinations? I think it is. But I don't know what the combination is going to be, and neither do you. And we're going to find out on one more glorious day of baseball, which is going to be on Wednesday. And let me tell you something. Of course the Nationals have to string their fans along to a fifth game. God forbid they put them out of their misery. But they got a great game in Game 4. They've given Nats fans a great thrill with the wild card victory, pushing this series to a fifth game. And it's a fifth game where you're handing the ball to Steven Strasburg. You can't ask for anything more than that. Really, if you're a Nats fan, we got Strasburg on the mound. If I said at the beginning of the series, I'm looking at you, everyone at Resting Pitch Face, and every other Nationals fans out there. If I looked you in the eye and said, hey, this is going to go to a Game 5 with a rested and ready Strasburg who's been on a roll on the mound. If I asked 100 people, would you take it? I'd get 200 people saying yes. And so, Nats fans, in a way, this is what you asked for. Now, for Los Angeles, the Dodgers, if they lose on Wednesday, this is a catastrophe. This is on par with the Phillies losing in 2011, because that team in 2011 was designed to not just win the World Series, but to obliterate everyone in their path. And they lost to Chris Carpenter. They had Roy Halladay on the mound, but they lost to Chris Carpenter 1-0, and that eliminated them, and the Phillies haven't been the same since. That team was supposed to win the World Series in 3 games. That's right, they would win so badly the first 3 games that whatever the American League team would say, we give up! We give up! That's what they were designed to do. And instead, Ryan Howard fell on a heap, and they ripped Chris Carpenter's shirt off, and a squirrel gets a World Series ring. Anyone who remembers 2011 understands that those words of that order actually made sense. That's what the Dodgers are facing right now. I don't want to hear about, well, you know, they're consistent, they're this. This team went into this year, World Series or bust. They won 100-some-odd games again. But this team knew that anything short of winning the World Series would be a cataclysmic letdown. And that's what they're facing. And in one way, this really favors Washington. Because Washington, yes, there's a ton of history going against Washington. There's a ton of pressure for them to do something and to erase all their demons. But nobody was expecting this Washington team, when they're in the playoffs, to go further than winning the wild card game. I was wondering why the celebration for winning the wild card game was so intense, because they thought, well, we're going to play the Dodgers, they're probably going to lose that, so let's be thankful that we've had something to celebrate. Now, here we go. And for all the people who are saying, well, you know, they advanced, but does that count as winning a playoff series? I don't know. Well, if they win Game 5, it does. And if they win Game 5, it is going to be a long, long winter in Los Angeles. I've lived in Los Angeles during the winter. It's not cold, but it will be chilly. Meanwhile, right now, the Yankees are currently beating the Minnesota Twins. The Minnesota Twins have left 78 runners on base in the first 3 innings. What happens at the end of this game? We're going to find out in 3, 2, 1, now. There's a tremendous amount of irony that just happened on the podcast right now. I had just recorded a rant about the Minnesota Twins, and the recorder went off. And so it's lost. It's gone. It's forgotten for history. And how appropriate is that? That me talking about the 2019 Twins in the postseason has been lost to history. Because do you know what? People will forget that this Minnesota Twins team even made the postseason. I'll bet you anything that in a week and a half, some of you are going to be straining to think, wait, who the hell did the Yankees beat in the division series? I can't remember. Let me tell you something. I'm recording this. The game's still going on. I'm not waiting for it to be over. I'm calling it like election night. As I'm recording this, it's 5-1 Yankees in the top of the ninth. There's still runners on. This is a calamity. This is a catastrophe. The Twins are going to become the first 100-win team to be swept in the division series. It's never happened before. We've had 100-win teams lose the division series. Just last year, the Yankees were one. And inevitably, one was going to lose this year because he had a matchup of 200-win teams. But to be swept. And you know what? There are teams that have been swept, but they've played hard. You know, there's sometimes a team loses all three games, but sometimes they're closer. Sometimes they gave it their best. There was nothing here. Twins had a couple of early home runs in game one. Huh? Are they doing something? No. They got blown out in game one. The grand slam early in game two made that game a nothing. And then there was this game where they were playing against Severino, who pitched in like three more games than I did this year. And they had him on the ropes. The absolute ropes. Bases loaded, no outs in one inning. They had runners on base left and right this whole damn game. And then they couldn't put anything across. They got a one little home run. Yo, what a surprise. A solo shot in the eighth. But that was it. And for most of the game, it was a 2-0 lead by the Yankees with the bases loaded for Minnesota. And never once did I feel like it was a threat. The Twins were an absolute disgrace in this postseason. They were a calamity. Yes, they had a wonderful season, but so what? Show up in October. There are teams that get swept, but at least they've showed up. They've tried. Try! Now, yes, I know that's hyperbole. Of course they tried. Of course they wanted to win. But you know what? They just looked flat this whole series. And I know no one wants to hear the narrative they haven't won a playoff game since 2004 and they're always losing to the Yankees. And I know that that narrative is tired. But you know what? Then change it. Win a game. At this point, just win a game. And do you know what? The game is still technically going on. And do you know what? If the Twins come back and win this game, I will re-record or I'll add sort of an epilogue to this podcast. But I'm pretty confident we've seen the end of this. And one series is going to be over. And that's Minnesota versus the Yankees. So, we still have the Rays, Astros, and it looks like Justin Verlander is going to be pitching, and it looks like it's going to be a bullpen game for the Rays. So that should be a lot of fun later today, and the big fun is going to be Wednesday, trying to make sense of the craziness of the potential NLCS matchups, as we'll find out both of them then, and we'll see if the Astros are going to punch their card to face the Yankees in the ALCS, or if the Rays are going to extend the pain a little bit for Houston. Wild day, and now we know there's not going to be any more four game days of postseason. There was a lot of fun. Three games turned out the way I wanted to because they extended, and the Twins forgot to show up. But hey, that's baseball, and I did pick the Yankees to win the World Series, so I really can't be that surprised. But one thing you shouldn't be surprised about is knowing that this show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Google, all the places you get your podcasts. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB. You can find us at Locked On MLB on Twitter and Instagram. I personally, your pal Sully, I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Instagram, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. So, sorry, I'm a little flustered. Well, this has been Locked On MLB for the 8th day of October 2019. great day of postseason baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. Twins just got eliminated. No need for an epilogue.